Greek life coordinators at Illinois Wesleyan and Illinois State Universities are working to prevent hazing incidents through education. 2017 marked a particularly deadly year for hazing-related deaths. Four students died at universities in Pennsylvania, Florida, Louisiana, and Texas. And like the high-profile hazing death of Penn State student Timothy Piazza, alcohol was involved in all the deaths. The Pennsylvania State Attorney General's Office has dropped felony aggravated assault charges against Piazza's former fraternity members and brothers. The announcement in late February, however, left misdemeanor involuntary manslaughter charges in place. Elena Hill is the director of fraternity and sorority life at Illinois Wesleyan University, and Illinois State University's fraternity and sorority coordinator is Alex Snowden. He says even though best practices were in place at Penn State, campus culture won out.
Do you have a live-in advisor? Do you have a, is the house dry? Is your organization newer? Are you getting the education? I think what went wrong there is there was a campus culture that individuals gave into. And when you give into a campus culture and start to lose the way of what you were founded upon, you start to get to that murky water. And I think that's what ended up happening there at Penn State.
Elena, what do you think about the Penn State case?
Ooh, that's hard since I'm not the advisor there. I think, I would say this across nationally and being at different universities as a Greek advisor. I think that there are a lot of protocols in place, a lot of policies, especially in the last 30 years. I mean, even 40 if you want to go back to like Animal House. I think that it depends on the own organization's culture. And so if you have policies put in place, but you don't have strong advisors, or the house has, or the chapter, excuse me, has not been following those policies, that's the culture that creates that. So I think, and I don't know too much about it, but I would say looking at the details in that house and what's come out, I would say that they had a problem in their culture.
Before there's even a report or you see a bunch of people wearing the same tie on the same day, what kind of education and prevention is taking place prior to even getting a report? What's going on at ISU?
So every campus will do it differently because every campus has to address their campus culture in their way. From an Illinois State perspective, we do what's called hazing prevention online modules that we do through hazingprevention.org and Alive Tech, which is a company that operates it. Every one of our members has to go through that at the beginning of their new member process, currently all active members. We also do a program called Greek 101, which is an in-person education where we get to answer questions and we get to explain what hazing is and really let the students have a say in understanding, is this hazing, is it not? Is this allowed, is it not? Is this education, is it not? And so from our perspective, we figure if you're learning on your own and you're learning in group, you have a higher chance of understanding what hazing is, and therefore you have the higher opportunity of not being a victim or potentially putting someone at that risk, whether knowingly or unknowingly.
And Elena Hill with Illinois Wesleyan University, what sort of education and prevention is taking place at IWU?
Yeah, so we have what's called new member education, and there's three sessions of that. And the first session includes alcohol and drug substance, as well as hazing. Our second one includes bystander intervention and sexual assault. And then our third one talks about like alumni relations and like how to be a productive member. And so everyone is required to do that in order to be initiated. So we have about 200 students that do that every single fall. If we have new students in the spring, we'll also do kind of a little bit more of a condensed one with alcohol, drug, hazing, and then bystander intervention. And then we also promote programs. We have a fraternity and sorority programming board, and they brought in the fall a speaker from a group called Campus Speak, and it was specifically dealing with hazing. And then we also partake in, and I don't remember the dates. I think it's the end of September or beginning of October. We do a national hazing prevention week that we have our organizations get involved in. So there is a mandatory educational requirement for all new members to go through.
And the benefits of a Greek system outweigh the chance of a high-profile hazing incident? I assume you both would say
yes.
You talked about philanthropy dollars raised and service hours. We've also talked about the bonds without hazing that can be created as a result of this. You both agree that the benefits of a Greek system outweigh the possibility
Okay, being, like I said, in Greek life for 8 years now, being a member of Sigma Kappa, I absolutely believe in fraternities and sororities. It is heartbreaking to see students pass away, to see parents, but I do think that as we've moved forward, you see even international headquarters have, like, educators, they have people that do hazing. Like, we really are primed to have very great, successful organizations. Is fraternity and sorority life for everybody? Absolutely. Absolutely not. Do I think the positives outweigh the negatives? I do. But I'm not blind to know that there's major problems within the organizations and in the community. But that's where I feel like I can make a difference and I can help our students and make sure they have a good experience and be safe.
And Alex, with ISU?
I would say that when fraternity and sorority life is done right, there is no better education, opportunity for gaining leadership, support academically, the ability to raise philanthropy dollars and to give back your time. There is no better bond that you will have with friendships. When fraternity and sorority is done right, it is the greatest experience one, in my opinion, can have. I do not think, even with the amount of money raised, the amount of time given, that you can put a price tag on a life, because that doesn't add up. But I do think that if you are a member of an organization and you are doing right and doing all that you can to make the experience as best way to make someone grow and become better versions of themselves, then the fraternity and sorority will always have a place here. It's when those that decide to go against that and do their own thing, that's when those problems arise.
Okay. Alex Snowden with Illinois State University, Elena Hill with Illinois Wesleyan University. Thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Thank you.
Elena Hill is the director of fraternity and sorority life at Illinois Wesleyan University, and Illinois State University's fraternity and sorority coordinator is Alex Snowden. Hill says there have been no hazing incidents at Illinois Wesleyan during her 3-year tenure as director. Snowden says the last instance of hazing at Illinois State resulted in the suspension of Sigma Alpha Epsilon until April of 2019. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.